Morning, Dovin. How are you? Okay, we were finishing off the sugya 2 weeks ago on Tfos Lashon Rishon, Tfos Lashon Achron. And we were having difficulty b'chlal to understand the whole sugya from beginning to end as to why L'chayr Machloikis Rabbi Yehuda Chachamim in the Mishnah, again, Rabbi Yehuda holds that we say Machshavas Hazman Kodma. So the halacha is that it's pigul. And if it's Machshavas Hamokam Kodma, then it's not pigul. And L'chayre, the whole machloikis is whether we say Erev Machshavas, which basically means whether when the Torah said that when you have a Machshavas Chutzal Zmano, it passels the carbon and it gives a chorus, whether that's only in a case where there were no other machshavas. So L'chayr has nothing to do with anything but that. According to Rabbi Yehuda, there's no such halacha. As long as the karma is kosher when you had the machshavas pigul, as long as the karma didn't already become possible for some other reason, some other machshava, so it's halacha machshavas pigul. And Rav Yehuda doesn't hold. It's a whole chiddush. Machshavas mitzvah zumizu l'chayra. Machshavas mitzvah zumizu means that even though if a person had a negative kavana and they made something possible, so there's no reversal of that. You can't reverse that. I'm saying normally, somebody has a kavana shalom l'shma. It's not a reversible kavana. Once you had a kavana, that's it. It is what it is. It's not reversible. The Torah was machadish by pigul that is in a machshava is mitzia izumizu, which basically it's a chiddush haTorah. The Torah wouldn't have been machadish it. We definitely wouldn't have said it on our own. The Torah would have just introduced pigul and wouldn't have said that lo yechoshev. When we learn that machshava is mitzia izumizu, that you could later have a machshavas chutzlam kaimai, and that will undermine the machshavas chutz l'zmanoi, we wouldn't. That's not a svara. That's halacha. For some reason, Rabbi Yehuda argues with that. Rabbi Yehuda holds that there's no the machshavas mitzia zumizu. It's the other way around. If you already had a machshavas chutz l'zmanoi, chutz l'mkaymoi, so then chutz l'zmanoi is not going to kick in. Really, according to Rabbi Yehuda, chutz l'zmanoi, chutz l'mkaymoi are the same. Meaning, they're both as effective. And they're both as irreversible. If you had machshavas chutz l'mkaymoi, then that prevails. If you had machshavas chutz l'zmanoi, then that prevails. Right. So why is the sugya struggling with tfos lashon rishon, tfos lashon achron, with tmura, with the whole? That was a challenge that we had from the beginning of the sugya. What does this have to do with that? So there's no shaychus between Tfos Lashon Rishon, Tfos Lashon Achron. In Gan Shas, whenever you have Tfos Lashon Rishon, Tfos Lashon Achron, Machloikis is a Shiloh when a person makes a Chalois and they try to and they attach another Lashon to the first Lashon. So Shiloh is, do we look at it like one long Lashon? Which, by the way, nobody holds that it cancels the last one. Meaning, even the opinion who holds Tfos Lashon Achron, it's only Af Pigmar Baravatam Nitfas. The second part of the Lashon also is Matfis. Nobody holds you cancel anything. So what does that have to do with here? What's the shaykhis to our sugi of pigul, where it has nothing to do with Faisal Shonar? Faisal Shonar. Zero to do with that. So we really didn't answer that. The whole arichis we spent 2 weeks ago was just to explain the contradictions in the sugya, whether according to Abaya there is a concept of Tvois Lashon Rishon, I'm talking about in Tmura, or not, and Abaya looks at it like it's really one statement. That was the whole thing that we were discussing 2 weeks ago. We never really ironed out this problem, which is that L'choyer Machloikis of Yehuda and the Tanakama, where the Chutzlam Koimai is Mevatel Pigul, is all totally in Exeris HaKosov. Whether you say Machshavos Moitzias Zumizu, that's has nothing to do with anything but that L'choyer. It's not a Svara. L'choyer, it's not a Svara. So that's the problem that we had. So today, Mitzvah Shem will try to be Mevar that Nakuda, because that's really the main outstanding issue. So let's just tie this into the Hemshech HaSugya that we started. The Gemara has a Shaila on the bottom, towards the bottom of Lamed Amud Beis. The Gemara has a Shaila. When the Mishnah says, Kazayis Chutzlas Manoi, Kazayis Chutzlam Koimai, does it mean that you said, you said or thought, Kazayis Kazayis? Or Kazayis Vikazayis? So the Gemara says, Omar Ulvi Temra Bashaya, Efshi Yadin Chavarya Babavlo, do the Chavarim and Bavel know how to read the Mishnah? Is the reading of the Mishnah Kazayas Kazayas Tanan? Is that the reading of the Mishnah? Oi Kazayas Vikazayas Tanan. And the Gemara explains, Kazayas Kazayas Tanan, which would mean that that was either your Dibur or Machshava. So then we say Tfois Lashon Rishon. Going back again to Tfois Lashon Rishon. There Rav Yehuda says that since the Kazai, so you said Kazai is Chutzlas Manai? Kazai is Chutzlam Koimai. There Rav Yehuda holds Tfois Lashon Rishon. But Aval Kazai is Vikazai. But if your statement or thought, now again, many Rishonim hold you don't need a deeper at all by Pigul. So when it says Kazai, it just means what you're thinking. You're thinking Kazai is Kazai, or you're thinking Kazai is Vikazai. So then, Divrei HaKoil Iruv Machshavos Avi. Then even Rabbi Yehuda would agree, Iruv Machshavos, meaning that the Mokoim is Moitzi from the Zman. In other words, even Rabbi Yehuda, who says, I normally go by the first Machshove, right, the first Psul, even he would agree that in this case he would go by the second Psul. Okay. No, we go by the second, which means it means it registers. It registers. Says the Gemara, Dilma, maybe Kazayis or Kazayis Tanan. Still in all, the Rabbi Yehuda Prato Havi, the Kol Shekein Kazayis Kazayis. So the Gemara basically saying is, maybe, even if you had in mind Kazayis v'Kazayis, still according to Rabbi Yehuda Prato Havi, still, we say that the second Machshav is not Chal. But if you medayik in the Loshon HaGemara, the Gemara is clearly saying that Avada, according to Rabbi Yehuda, if you wanted to attach it, you could. But could be that Rabbi Yehuda holds, even when you say Kazai, or think, Kazai is V'Kazai is Prato Havi. You don't mean to make one long Kazayas V'Kazayas. You mean separate. So it's interesting that the Gemara now holds that there's no tzad, that if you mean to make one Chalois, even though you first had in mind the Chutzlas Manah, and then you had in mind the Chutzlam Koimai, still Rav Yehuda would say that they both kick in. And it's not chutzlis, it's not pigul, There's no chorus. Right? In other words, the Gemara's only tzad is that maybe Rabbi Yehuda stubbornly feels protahavi. Rabbi Yehuda holds, even though you thought and said, kazayas v'kazayas, you're not saying, I want to make one chalois. You're saying, I want to make chalois. And I want to make also a chalois on the other kazayas. I use the vav and a chnami. That's still the way the Rishonim explain. Oy dilma, kazayas v'kazayas tanan. Rabbi Yehuda protahavi. Protahavi means it's each one is considered separate. Protahavi. Kol shekin kazayas kazayas. Surely it's protahavi. That's the. So this is very shver here. Because L'chayra, the whole, as we said, the whole machloikis review to Tanakama seems to be a Xeris HaKosov type of machloikis. Does the Torah allow the second kavona to come and impact the psul that you had in mind in the first kavona? Mostly by kachim, machshavas are irreversible. So if somebody had a kavona shalai lishma, for whatever shalai lishma he had, wouldn't make a difference what your kavona is then, your next kavona, and it wouldn't make a difference if you want the two things to work together, wouldn't make a difference. The psul kicks in. That seems to be what Rabbi Yehuda is saying. Rabbi Yehuda seems to be saying, in the Mishnah, once you had a machshev eschutz l'zmanoi, so irrelevant of what else you want to register here, doesn't matter. Chutz l'zmanoi is done. Yet, from the whole, the tvois lashon, tvois lashon achron was our first problem. I'm just telling you that the hemshach hasugya is also pulling us in that direction. Even without the tvois lashon rishon, the hemshach gemara seems to be saying that if we were able to say that clearly you wanted to work together, you want the chutz l'zmanoi to be attached to the chutz l'mkoymoi, then even Rav Yehuda would agree that they chal together and therefore there's no chorus. Why? Well, if Rav Yehuda holds of the halacha machshavas mitzia zu mizu, which is the sheet of the chacham, Tanakam, the way we paskin, doesn't make a difference. If you had Zman first, if you had Malkum first, if they were separate, if they were together, one was at the time of the Shechita, the other one was at the time of the Zvika. Makes no difference. Because there's a Gzeres HaKosov that the other Kavone undermines the Pigel. We're calling it Pigel Kavone, okay? We're calling it Chutz HaZmanei Pigel. So the other Shalei Lushma that you had in mind, the other Machsheves Psul, undermines the Pigel. Either you hold of that or you don't hold of that. If you don't hold that the machsheves chutz l'mkoymoi impacts the machsheves chutz l'zmana, so then you will stubbornly hold that as long as you had a machsheves chutz l'zmana, done. Which is the way Rav Yehuda reads in the Mishnah. For some reason, Zagansa Blatkim, two Blatkim, we're going to schwitzing back and forth on this, that Rav Yehuda Epesh Shtikl agrees to the Chacham. He agrees to the Tanakam. He's only arguing either if you did Kazayas, Kazayas. Or maybe even if he argues by Kazayas, V'Kazayas, it's only because he feels that what you brought to Havi. But Taka, if it wasn't brought to Havi, if you had in mind when you said Chutz L'Zmanei, I want to register together now in the next Kazayas, a Chutz L'Mkoymei, and I would like them to coexist, then even Rav Yehuda would agree that it works. It's a pell. It seems to be mamish a pell. But again, that's what the Gemara says. So the Gemara says, Toshma, we have a riot to this Shaila. The boy mine Levi may Rebbe. And this is Vaita. This Vaita proves the same idea. He says, Chishev lechol kazayis lemochor bachutz. Mahu. So here you mamish had it in mind on one kazayas. So again, it was two machshavas. But the second machshava was on the same kazayas. So in other words, you had in mind chutzlus mana. I'm going to eat a kazayas of this carbon 2 days from now. That was kavana one. Kavana two was, and I'm going to eat it out chutzlum koyma. So here we have a shaila. Maybe here Rabbi Yehuda would agree that the chutzlum koyma does register. Because this is even better. This is in the same chaticha. It's not like kazayas v'kazayas. Kazayas v'kazayas, it's two separate kazayas. But I would like them to coexist. I would like the psul chutzul zmane and the chutzul koimai to coexist. Here, not only I want them to coexist, I want them to intrinsically be chal on the same kazayas. But I still had the kavona one after the other. First I had a kavona chutzul zmane. And then I had in mind that kazayas that I'm eating, chutzlum manoi, I want to eat it also, chutzlum kaima. So he told him, again, lefi, davana, pshuta, all of this should not be a shayla. It should all be irrelevant. Because once the kavana that you had of shaloi lishma, shaloi chutzlum manoi, prevailed, according to Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda holds it's irreversible. It's irreversible. So it should make no difference now if your redundant, if your kavana now is redundant on the same chaticha. Logically, I would maybe tell you, logically, that it's worse. The hainu, I would say that kol shekein this doesn't work. Does the Olam hear what I'm saying? Meaning, in Svara, I would say that if review the holes, that if you had a kazai, you had in mind the kazai is aleph chutzlus mana, and you had a kavona kazai is beis chutzlum koyma. So kazai is beis doesn't register. Why doesn't it register? Because although this is a second kazai, although it's a second kazayas, the machshava that I had in mind chutzlus mana is on the carbon. It's not like a tumor. There's no tumor here. The carbon becomes bust. So now what are you telling me? So what happens if you had in mind that same kazayas, chutzul zmano, you had in mind also tida chutzul mkoyma? The worse. It's worse, not better. For some reason, here we have a good svar, it should be called the Ear of Machshavas. They're more together. I understand they're more together. That makes it worse. In the logic of irreversibility, in the thrust of irreversibility, so irreversibility is more mistaver, the same chaticha. Again, I went over to one kazayas. I said, I'm going to eat this out of mind. I'm going to have a kazayas chutzlus mana. Then I had in mind, I'm going to have a kazayas chutzlum koyma. Rav Yehuda says, too late, buddy. Once you had in mind chutzlus mana, the carbon became possible on chutzlus mana. Or we'll use the phrase, it got registered, because it could be it's not possible till zrika. But it's registered. The kavana shalelus mana is registered. And now it's too late for you to reverse it, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Which means, and really that's a svara. We would all learn that way if not for this new halacha called machshavas metziyas umizu. If not for this new halacha by kotchim of machshavas metziyas umizu, and it's not even by kotchim, it's specifically pigul. Specifically pigul. By other psule kotchim, we don't say that. Once you have a kavana, shaloi lishma, that's irreversible. If you do a pesach l'shem shlomim, that's irreversible. Nothing will ever change. You can have any kavana you want after. It does nothing. It's a pesach l'shem shlomim. That stays. It's cemented. Can never be changed. There's a new halacha by pigul, reversible. Now, Rabbi Yehuda holds no. Rabbi Yehuda holds just like if you had in mind pesach l'shem shlomim, irreversible. So, chutzul zmanai, irreversible. So now the Gemara is saying, but maybe by one chaticha, if you had in mind, after you had in mind to eat that chaticha chutzlum zmane, now you had in mind to eat the chutzlum kaimen, maybe there Rabbi Yehuda would agree, even machshava zishka. What I'm telling you is that I'm not even saying I hear that there's a chiluk. I'm saying if you want to tell me there's going to be a chiluk, I hear that according to Rabbi Yehuda, that's even more irreversible. In the same chaticha. Because two chatichas, I could say, what's the problem? One chaticha is chutzl zmana, one chaticha is chutzl mkan. The Torah says no. Rav Yehuda doesn't look at it like that, because Rav Yehuda doesn't look at the kazayas, he looks at the kol. And once you had a mind to eat a kazayas chutzl zmana, every single kazayas of this kol is possible with chutzl zmana. It's not that piece that you can eat chutzl zmane. That piece could get destroyed now. The korban's still going to be possible. Because every kazayas in this korban is chutzl zmane. Fine. But why would it be more reversible if you're going in the same kazayas and having in mind, I'm going to have that kazayas, chutzlum kaimai, now Rav Yehuda would agree. Why? Why should that be like that? There's no swara. And he's very excited. Rebbe is very excited with Levi. Omale, he told him, Zu Sheila, this is a great Shaila. Irv Machshavas Havi. This is an Irv Machshavas. If you look in the sheet here, I say he's very bothered by this as well. He doesn't ask the way we're asking. He just says, why should there be a difference? To Musay Lu Shlomim, it doesn't make a difference how you do it. Why should this be different? You could be medayik from the Mishnah that in this case even Rav Yehuda would agree. Why? Because why didn't the Mishnah say this chiddush? This is going on the Lashon HaMishnah. Whether you had in mind kazayis b'chutz, kazayis l'machar, or the other way around, kazayis l'machar, kazayis b'chutz, or kachatzizayis b'chutz, kachatzizayis l'machar, kazayis l'machar, kazayis b'chutz. All of these cases. Possible vein by Karas. So you could be medayik, ha'idach. Why did the Mishnah tell you a case of two kazesim? And over there bring the machloikas, the Mishnah should have said it by one kazayas. The fact that the Mishnah only said the machloikas by two kazesim, you could be medayik, that in that one piece, it would work. Right? It's the same kazayas that you had in mind to eat chutzl zmane, you had in mind to eat chutzlum kaimai, then everybody would agree, irv machshavas. So in other words, what's Levi's whole shaila? Right? Rebbe was so proud of Levi, such a great shaila. He said, the other Talmud said it's poshut. He says, you can be dayak for the Mishnah. So I'm asking you, I don't know what's going on. He's saying it's mamish poshut patachas apashtas, because otherwise the Mishnah should have said a bigger chiddush that even in that chaticha, it's irreversible. He's asking, why did the Mishnah tell me kazayis v'kazayis? Rav Yehuda could have said a bigger chiddush. Rav Yehuda could have said even in the same kazayis itself, if you had in mind chutzlum koimai, after chutzlum zmanai, it doesn't change it. The fact that the Mishnah didn't say the bigger chiddush is a raya that in the bigger chiddush Rav Yehuda would agree. And we're asking, it's for the apachu, if anything. Clearly, it's negligible, the difference. It should be. And if there's a difference, the difference should be in the negative, not in the positive. Not, oh, here Rav Yehuda would agree. And this is the conclusion. The Gemara just goes back and forth in the Nusach HaMishnah. On Malaysia, Rebbe told Rav Shimon, his son, I'm still proud of Levi, because Levi didn't have the gears in the Mishnah, kazayas v'kazayas. So he still had a reason to declare. Meaning, you're right. If the gears in the Mishnah would have been kazayas v'kazayas, then you're right. Then he shouldn't have had the shaila. It's simple. But he didn't have that gears. He says, Lidi doch das niton. You learned Tarti, that's talking about Kazayas, Kazayas, and Kazayas, Vikazayas, like Kashiloch. You knew for sure that the Mishnah is clearly stating that in the case where it's one kazayas, then even Rav Yehuda would agree that it's reversible. But he wasn't gerus like that. Levi, the lawyer's naya lachada, he only learned the one case in the Mishnah, which is the case of kazayas kazayas. So he never learned kazayas v'kazayas. So therefore, according to him, he taka out a shayla. Lo yisnei alachada. V'shaminu l'rabbonon l'kagas itarti. And he heard that some of the rabbonon have two in the Mishnah, kazayas, kazayas, and kazayas, and kazayas. So misapkla, he didn't know. And he came to ask me the shayla of Omar, and he told me, didi dafka is my girsa correct for the due ear of machshavas havi. Maybe in the case of kazayas v'kazayas, then even Rev Yehuda would agree that it's reversible. Oidilma de du dafka, and therefore l'didi, my case, Shiri Shari, he left it out. Umidishai l'didi, and if he left out my case, kazayas v'kazayas, Shari l'du nami b'ach. So the case of kazayas l'mocha b'chutz is not brought down b'chlal in the Mishnah, meaning the Mishnah doesn't have any of the cases of kazayas v'kazayas. This doesn't even exist in the Mishnah. Says the Gemara of Hayasnaya. What girsa did he have? Elam kazayas v'kazayas esnaya. His girsa was kazayas v'kazayas. Halav shiuru. If over there Rav Yehuda argues by kazayas v'kazayas, right? So then you have the same diak is mashma. That in the case where it's the same kazayas. Ella, what are you telling me? Kazayas, kazayas is nice. So if that's the case, then if the Mishnah only had a case of kazayas, kazayas, then you can have the shayla of kazayas v'kazayas besides for oisei kazayas. It's two shaylas. Number one, what would Rabbi Yehuda say about a case of kazayas v'kazayas? Number two, what would Rabbi Yehuda say by kazayas and the same kazayas itself? Chutzlum kaima. So he said, so why did Levi only clear Rezman of Shach? If Levi had the girsa kazayas v'kazayas, meaning that the Mishnah already spoke about kazayas, and even over there reviewed the argues, then you could be medayik that oisei kazayas, Rav Yehuda would agree. Because the Mishnah already addressed how far Rav Yehuda goes. Kazayas, 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 v'kazayas. Right? If the Mishnah didn't talk about kazayas v'kazayas, only spoke about kazayas, kazayas, which must be the girsa that Levi had. And that's why Levi, it was opened. So he's saying, if that's the case, then Levi should have also cleared by kazayas v'kazayas. Maybe over there, Rav Yehuda agrees. Maybe he only argues kazayas, kazayas. So Rav Shimon is busy with his father. Why were you impressed? He's still going back to why you were impressed with Levi Shaila. He says, if that's the case, so he should have had a tiboyle kazayas v'kazayas too. Sava, you're right. Levi held tiboyle b'nei chadu d'shemen atarik. I'm going to ask him one, which will automatically give me an explanation of both. Why? Dibin kazayas v'kazayas. If I'm going to ask him kazayas v'kazayas, honichi amali klala, if he'll tell me a klal, meaning that over there Rav Yehuda holds, it's an era of machshavas. Kol sheken kazayas l'mocha b'chut, surely. Eli amali prata, says the Gemara, akati kazayas l'mocha b'chutz, if it's the same kazayas, come boiler. Yocha ashtanami. Hotenach yomalei kazayas l'mocha b'chutz parta, fine. Kol sheken kazayas v'kazayas. Eli amalei klala, you could still say akati kazayas v'kazayas boiler. Still could have a shayla kazayas kazayas. The Gemara says imkein mirsach rasach. He would have seen what his reaction was. If his reaction would have been, why are you clearing kazayas b'chutz? Even kazayas v'kazayas is one. Then he would have extracted from that. In other words, he was looking at the body language of Rebbe. If when he asked him the shayla of kazayas b'chutz, if Rebbe's reaction would have been, of course, over there Rav Yehuda agrees, then I would have known that kazayas v'kazayas. And if Rebbe would have the reaction he had, which is, oh, Shail to Rabbah, this is a good Shaila, then I know that by Kazayas v'Kazayas, Rav Yehuda still argues, and only by Kazayas b'chutz, just going back and forth on the Lashon of the Shaila. Anyway, Kazayas l'mocha b'chutz mi'boya. That's what he would have told me. He would have told me, Hashta Kazayas v'Kazayas klala. Kazayas l'mocha b'chutz mi'boya. Anyway, so this is the conclusion. Conclusion of the Gemara is that Rebbe is saying that in the case where you're dealing with one Kazayas, and on that same Kazayas you had in mind, it should be Chutz L'Zmana. And you're going to eat the Chutz L'Zmana, also Chutz L'Mkaymai. Then even Rabbi Yehuda agrees that the second Machshava undermines the Chutz L'Mkaymai, undermines the Chutz L'Zmana. And this is a Tzorachim Godel. Why? Number one, why? And why is that a bigger Chiddush? And if anything, it should be a smaller Chiddush. Right? If anything, we were saying Svaris, it should be a... I'm not saying it's a smaller Chiddush. I think it's the same. But if you're going to argue and say there's a difference between Oysa Kazayas and having in mind another Kazayas in the Karban, I would say the Chiddush would be the other way. The Chiddush would be the other way. In conclusion, the Gemara is being medayik by the fact that the Mishnah didn't bring down the case of Kazayas, Chutz L'Zmanai, and also Chutz L'Mkaymai is a raya over there, even Rav Yehuda agrees. When if anything, if you want to make a diyuk, l'chayri, you could be able to make a diyuk the opposite. So, in order to be metaritz, what's going on, let's just be toyim the first couple lines of the Hemshech of the Sugya. We know for sure, if you have Chatzi Zayas Chutz L'Zmanai, and Chatzi Zayas Chutz L'Mkaymai, over there, for sure, there's no karas. Because you don't have a shear of Chutz L'Zmanai. So there, everybody agrees. Pasul ve'en by karas. Rabbi Yehuda would also agree. There's no machlekes. Over there, everybody would agree. Pasul ve'en by karas. Rabbi Yehuda holds that way. The Chacham, everybody holds that way. There's no shayla. Right? The Gemara is a shayla like this. Chutz L'Zmanai, Chutz L'Mkaymai. Now, after you did that, now you had in mind another Chatzis Zayas Chutz L'Zmanai. So the Gemara Shaila is now, do we say the two Chutz L'Zmanais now re-engage? And this Shaila really, conceptually, could be according to everybody, meaning not only according to Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi, it could be according to everybody, this Shaila. The shaila is, do we say now that Kazayas of Chutz L'Zmanai disconnects and it connects, the two Chutz L'Zmanais connect and the Chutz L'Mkaymai is just Pachs Mikashir. Chutz L'Mkaymai now is in isolation. Right? This is like a shaila you haven't gotten Shas, Choyzer Veneer. In all of Shas you have such a shaila, Choyzer Veneer. Do we say that something that became bottle, does it wake up again? In countless cases in Shas. We have Pesach, the famous Shai. If you have Chometz before Pesach, it's bottle b'shishim. Meaning even after it's Asur b'achila. From Chatzos, Erev Pesach, Chometz is bottle b'shishim. On Pesach, Chometz is not bottle b'shishim. What happens if the Chometz got mixed up? Erev Pesach. Do we say now on Pesach it's Choyzer Veneer? We paskin it's not Choyzer Veneer. That's why by some of the Choyzer Yidden in Europe, they only ate food that was cooked before Pesach. Because they felt a mashal. If it was cooked before Pesach, became bottle. They would only eat food that was cooked before Pesach. Meaning, unless they're eating a raw product or a product that's not mixed with anything else. But if you're eating something cooked, they will mock, but it should be cooked before Pesach. It should be bottled. So this is a Shailen Ganshas. If you say Choyzer Veneer. It's definitely different. It's Favadai different. It's Vadai different. It's Bechlal not understandable, the whole Mavucha here in the Gemara. The whole Mavucha in the Gemara is not understandable. But let's see. This is the Gemara Shai. Says the Gemara says like this. Itmar. Chatzizai is chutz l'zmanoi. Chatzizai is chutz l'mkoyma. So as soon as you did that, the korban became possible without a chorus. And now, chatzizai is chutz l'zmanoi. Omar Rove, vikeitz kiyoshon apigul. The pigul woke up from its sleep. It woke up. So even though when you first had the kavon of chutz l'zmanoi, it was sleeping. It was mitzaref with the chutz l'mkoymoi. Right? So now it woke up. Woke up. Now the reason why, and this could be what Larry was trying to say, the reason why he's used, why didn't he use the lashon we use in Gan Shas? I mean, the Rosh has a kasha. Why don't we use the lashon chayz v'nir, which is the lashon in Gan Shas? That's the lashon used chayz v'nir. It's not the lashon he used here. Rashi, if you look at Rashi, Rashi says, "Mikivon shalein itstarif shuv lo yered." Since it was mitzaref originally. Meaning, the chutz l'zmanoi was mitzaref with the chutz l'mkoymoi. So it doesn't disconnect anymore from there. It's stuck. Stuck over there. That's what he says. So the Rosh comes in Chulin. Kedai, if the Olam could look up this Rosh. Perek Zayin in Chulin. Simen Lamed Zayin. Perek Yid Anoshim. And over there is a sugya of, there's a sugya there of Chayz v'Nir. And the Rosh actually asks, why doesn't the Gemara here use a lashon of Chayz v'Nir? So I'll just read you what the Rosh says. So the Rosh, the heart of Loyomal, Rav Amnuna Chayz v'Nir, B'shari Surim Amnuna Chayz v'Nir, Gabi Kodshim Shani Dichsiv Lo Yechoshev, very cryptic here. What does the Rosh mean? He says, Kotchim is different. Kotchim is different. Kotchim is a new halachim. Machshavos moitzi zu mizu. Right? So we don't have the regular rule that we have in Shas. Of Chayz v'Nir. Why don't we have the rule of Chayz v'Nir? Basically what the Rosh is saying, L'chaira, is that even if you normally would say Chayz v'Nir, here there's a logical reason not to say Chayz v'Nir. Because here, there's a new halacha machshavos moitzi zu mizu. And since originally, the chutz l'mkoymoi got its claws onto the chutz l'zmanoi because the chutz l'zmanoi was only a chatzi kazayis. At that moment, the chutz l'zmanoi was not enough to passel. So chutz l'mkoymoi came and grabbed it, right? Because altogether, because chutz l'zmanoi is no worse than chutz l'mkoymoi. It's machshavas psul. So it's no different than chatzik azayis with this kavon, chatzik azayis with that kavon. They both have there's a common denominator between the two. Psul. But all together is a kazayis of that we pass in machshavas mitzarfizum. Yeah, that's not what we're dealing with. That's preferish in the Mishnah. That kachatzik azayis l'mocher. Kachatzi Zayas Chutz L'mkoymoi is possible in the cards. So that's not our Shaila, that the Mishnah says. Our Shaila is, does it wake up again? So the Rosh says, why don't we use the language, the Talmudic language of Chayz v'Nir? So the Rosh, because over here it's different. Over here there's a new halacha, Machshova is Moitzio is Zumizu. And therefore there's a Svara to say, L'chaira, once the chutz l'mkoymoi was engaged, once Chutzlum Kaimer was engaged, that's it. It stops the pigul from being activated. That's what the Rosh is saying. That's what the Rosh is saying. Now, in the Gemara, some Achlankes say whether we say this svara. I mean, the Gemara says, he Rav Hamnuna Amar? No. I mean, Rav Hamnuna says, he says, Vikes Yoshana Pigul. He says the Pigul wakes up. Rav Hamnuna says, Iv Machshav Asami. Iv Machshav Asami. The reason why this whole thing is one big plea and a flaw is L'chaira, nothing has to wake up. Nothing has to wake up. This is a psul of chutzal zmana. No, what I'm trying to say is like this. This is what Yankif is saying. It's not that there's a chatzi zayis chutzal zmana, there's a chatzi zayis chutzal zmana. Neither of them became bottled to each other. Neither of them became bottled to each other. That's what you have. You have chatzi kazayis chutzal zmana. Chatzi kazayis chutzal zmana. Neither became bottled. But you have a subtotal in the cash register. You have a subtotal of a kazayis psul, so the carbon's possible. But again, there's different compartments in the cash register. A half a kazayis is in the chutzal zmanai drua. Chatzi kazayis is the chutzal zmanai drua. The chutzal zmanai never became bottle. It was identified. It's a chatzi kazayis chutzal zmanai. And now there's another chatzi kazayis chutzal zmanai, which is enough to make the korban invalid. Now, you had another kazayis chutzal zmanai. Okay, put it back into the cash register. Now, how much do you have in the kazayis chutzal zmanai drawer now? Kazayis. Pigul. What's the problem? You never had a kazayis of chutzlum koymer. What I'm trying to tell you is, the chutzlum koymer was sleeping just as tightly as the chutzlum zmanah. Either they were both sleeping, or they both were awake. But one wasn't buckled to the other. It's not like, oh, chutzlum zmanah was sleeping. Why is chutzlum zmanah sleeping? Maybe chutzlum koymer was sleeping. Neither was sleeping. There were two active components bubbling. Each one was a chatzi shir. And Mamela, you can't give chorus because chorus requires a kazayis of chutzal zmanai, which you don't have. So you couldn't give chorus. Fine. But now you have a kazayis. Now you have a total kazayis. I don't need it to wake up. Just stay the way you are. Stay there. Stay there nice and pretty the way you were. You were bubbling up with your chutzal zmanah. Stay there. Now I threw another kazayis. Mazel tov. Brech to tell her. I understand. But the halacha is that if you have in mind kachatzi zayis chutzal zmanah, and then you have in mind afterwards another kachatzi zayis chutzal zmanah, it becomes possible. That's not our shaila. That everybody agrees. That everybody agrees is possible. Chorus. That is no machlokes. Yeah, if there would be a din like Zev saying, you need zero if you need toch kedach, it was possible. But that's not the shayla. That would be the shayla. We have no shayla. We have no problem being mitzar if this chatzis ayis with this chatzis ayis. Our problem is, the chatzis ayis is sleeping. The Rosh is saying, it's worse than sleeping. That's why we don't use the Lashon Chayz Avinir. So I'm asking you, it's the opposite. The Chatzi Zayis Chutzal Zmanai is live and awake. So is the Chatzi Zayis Chutzal Mkoyma. Neither have a shear. Combined, the korban is no good. But neither have the shear. Technically, if somebody would ask you, what's the psul of this korban? I would have no right to say chutzlum koymer more than chutzal zmanah. All I could say is, there's a kazayis worth of problem. It's unidentified. But it's possible. It's unidentified. That's precisely what the Rosh is schwitzing on. And he's saying, well, it's already... But as I'm asking, it's already nothing. It's not because I is Chuslim Kremai.
It's possible.
It's possible. Exactly. It's not reactive. That's what I'm trying to tell you is like this. What I'm trying to tell you is it's not really reactivating anything. What it's doing is it's not reactivating. It's identifying. Meaning it was an unidentified growth.
But it's a growth. It's a
psul. It's a psul. 100%. Exactly. All I'm telling you is there's no stira. At the end of the day, the chutzlus manai and the chutzlum koymi, there's no stira. Because you have a chutzlus manai and you don't have a shir of chutzlum koymi.
Maybe they can't jump any further. That's why one says by yikat and one says it's not.
So I hear what I'm. If the Eilim could look up this Rosh in Perek Zayin and Chul Siman Lamed Zayin for next week, I'm also going to ask the Eilim to look up the Brisker Rav. We'll put it, Belina, we'll make it available in the Brisker Rav in the stencil right here. The Brisker Rav doesn't quote the Rosh, but he understood like the Rosh. Machshavas, machshavas mitzias umizu. But he asks my kasha. He says machshavas mitzias umizu. There's no machshavas mitzvah mizu. You have chatzis chazayis chutzlus manai. It's not the Brisker Rav. Ei chatzis chazayis kama chutzlus manai. Yeah? Halo hi atzma machshavas pigul. It's machshavas pigul. The chutzlus manai never changed. It was chutzlus manai before. It's still chutzlus manai. We don't need anything to change about the first chutzlus manai. That's what the Brisker Rav is asking. The first half of chazayis that you had in mind chutzlus manai, just keep it that way. What? Well, that's another good shaila. Another good shaila is, again, we ran out of time, but another good shaila is, why does the Gemara only have a shaila by the Chatzizayis? What would be, or maybe the Gemara is lavdavke, some achrenim learn the Gemara is lavdavke. What would be if a guy had in mind, Chatzizayis chutzlus manai, Chatzizayis chutzlum koimi, and then a Kazayis chutzlus manai? A whole Kazayis. Not a Chatzizayis. Whole Kazayis chutzlus manai. What would be over there? Some want to say that would be better. Maybe that would be better. Maybe everybody would agree that's a problem. Because as Yankov is trying to say, machshavos moitzias umizu, that's only an identified machshav. Here I don't have a chutzlum koimai. You understand? I don't have a chutzlum koimai. I have a chatzi kazayas chutzlum koimai. It's not enough to make something possible. So it's an unidentified psul. Who bechlal says that an unidentified psul stops people from going on? Why should it stop it? Shloim Shema doesn't stop people from going on. Only by Pesach and Chattas. Because there is taka, it's a new geda. It's a new, no, I'm saying there, it's a new geda. It's identified. Stack identified. Here, Pashtus here is there is no. Somebody asks you, why is this carbon puzzle? You'll say, because I have a shtikl chutzl zmani, I have a shtikl chutzl kaimai. So it's, I have a problem. Altogether, I have a kazayis. Right? It's not chutzl zmani, it's not chutzl kaimai. It's unidentified. Now another chatzi kazayis jumps into the picture. So now I can identify. Mazel tov. Now I can identify it. I'm not being moitzi from the status that was here. I would almost say I'm qualifying. I wasn't able to qualify what I have because I had half a kazayis of this, half a kazayis of that, so I couldn't qualify the psul. Now the Hafakazayas comes in. The Hafakazayas doesn't blurify the picture. The Hafakazayas clarifies the picture. Hafakazayas comes in. Glorify, is there such a word? Staminat, right? That's a, right? Is there such a word?
No.
Now there is. We just established it. Okay. Anyway, so that Hatzikazayas jumps in. That qualifies it. Now I have a... Meaning, Yankov, what I'm trying to say is, there's no real mucker to say over here, Machshavos Motzei Zumizu. There's no mucker to that. No, but psul is not a problem. Pigul is also possible. Possel and pigul are not mutually exclusive of each other. Pigul is possel. Possel is pigul. I mean, they fit together. The Briskerov goes along the lines that you're trying to say in his answer. He's trying to say this: psul and pigul, pashtus. Every pigul is possel. It's possel plus. It's not possel. In other words, possel is not a conflict with. With pigul, chutzlam koimai is a conflict with pigul. Possel could live with pigul. You see what I'm saying? A generic psul pigul, they fit. There's nothing contradictory of that. Let me ask you the other way around, Yankif. What would be the halacha kazayas chutzlam manoi and a chatzik kazayas chutzlam koimai? Of course, it's pigul. Even though we hold machshavas mitzvah zumizu. Yeah, but there's not enough of a machshava. Why not? Because a chatzik azayas is not enough to identify a new shem. I look at a chatzik azayas should be mitzvah to the kazayas that's already here and make it possible. I understand. But we are machshavas mitzvah zumizu. The teretz is that a chatzi kazayis is mitzaref to the psul, but it's not mitzaref to change the identity. The identity could only be changed by something that has enough of a shear to identify. So l'chayim, it should be the same. So again, if anyone could look up the briskrov, which we'll post, Belineder, and also the Russian chulin, Perek Zayin, Simen Lamed Zayin. Yeah, I just finished.